And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Captain Mark Rare and the ultimate deckhand, deckhand Jack Nielsen from Genren Sport Fishing. We're going to be talking some fishing here in the East Cape. Lots going on here in Southern California Sports Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that's nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that's capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. This is always a very entertaining one, trying to keep these two reined in.
Yeah.
Not an easy one, but always a very fun
one. Yeah, reined in.
And I shouldn't say these two, only one of them, really.
Yeah, that's impossible. There's no reins on these guys, right? Good morning.
What's up, boys?
Mark and Jack?
We're happy, happy, happy.
Yeah, so... you just returned from East Cape fishing with Genren.
It's called Paradise.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, otherwise known as East Cape.
Rancho Lanero.
Yeah. And fishing with a guy named Mark Rayer on a boat called the Vaquera. Ooh. With the Seakeeper Vaquera now.
What a ride.
Yeah, what a ride is a good way to put it. That's very nice. And we caught fish. And we tested the new accurate turn. Lever,
Star Drag.
Star Drag.
Star Lever Drag. You've been saying Lever Drag for so long.
Yeah. Anyway, we everything worked out just fine.
Did it actually work? You caught fish?
Caught fish.
Mark, am I correct that you told me he brought back?
First time ever.
Yeah, he brought back 50 pounds of yellowfin tuna that was processed at the East Cape Smokehouse.
By Chris and the gang?
Yep.
Nice. Yeah, very nice. The first time
they do such a good job at East Cape.
They do such a good job. Yes, they did.
Yeah,
it's
very,
easy.
Very convenient, too. Easy.
It's easy.
You got the boxes, special boxes all set up for you.
Yeah.
Airline doesn't question you one word. They know they've seen those things come by.
So
they ask you more about your ice chest.
You don't have to take a cooler
down. What a sweet way to do it.
No, you don't have to bring a cooler down. You get more fish if you don't because those fish boxes only weigh a few pounds,
right.
Where a cooler weighs a lot.
Yes.
And the thing that amazed me, I never really knew exactly how much all of this costs. And Jack brought back 48 or 49
pounds
of yellowfin
tuna. $108.
$108.
For the processing for the box,
everything
done.
Everything. The box is $20
out the door.
Wow!
I mean, they got it's a you got to you understand why they have to charge $20 for the box because that's a piece of work.
It's
professionally sealed everything.
You get a little bit of a low yield on the fish, only because they clean it. I mean, it's ready.
Right.
It's ready.
No bloodline, no tailpiece.
Flash frozen and in really heavy bags. And it's.
Yeah. And if you want some of it smoked, they do an excellent job of smoking.
Yeah, they do. That takes a little more time.
They're hard to keep lit, though. You got to have one of those really torch lighters, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little tough on that.
Yeah, a little
That's a Del Marsh deal.
A little more difficult, yeah. Did you hear our anniversary show last week?
I did.
With the Del Marsh segment?
No, I didn't. Oh, I was on the water, though.
It was so good, Jack.
Oh, yeah, we had the – you'll have to go back and to the
– I will.
Do you have the Let's Talk Hookup app?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the app, you have show archives. You go back and listen to the anniversary show last Saturday, which
was
a great show.
Fun.
Yeah.
And you have to listen to that whole segment because there was the Del Mar segment.
Yeah, no, that's how I listened to the show anyway.
Oh,
on the app, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
It was fun.
So
we'll listen to that.
So Genren Sport Fishing now 3 boats and 1 the Vaquera with the Sea Keeper.
Yes.
Yeah. So
what a game changer.
Yeah.
What a game. People that a lot of people are making reservations for that boat just because if they have any kind of a tendency for motion sickness, if they older people sometimes with bad knees, whatever the reason, but people that have never been on a boat with a Sea Keeper before absolutely can't believe it. It's still hard for me to believe. I've had it
boat
since
it's
April,
crazy.
And it's like, how does it do that? You know, but it does. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's like magic. Is really what
it really
is.
Yeah.
We had some I'll call it sporty seas there a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark was up top, and he said, okay, I'm going to turn it off, hold on a little bit just to show you. And, oh, doctor. we were jammed up. But really, and then he – because you can turn it back. It still keeps spinning, but you can turn the effect on and off. And so he turned it back on again, and I'm telling you.
Instant.
Oh, it's really
good. Count to 3 and you're stable again.
Yeah, it's really
I did that the other day with I took the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, out on my boat and got a little sporty in the afternoon and I turned it off and he's like, hey,
turn that thing back on. I'd have to imagine just loading the boat at the dock has to be a huge advantage. You know, I mean, even that can be challenging, you know, with you get all the boat wake and swell going back and forth, and for that thing to be nice and stable, if your knees are bugging you a little bit, to just be able to go from the dock onto Vaquera has got to be huge.
It's very impressive, I have to say.
Yeah, no kidding. So where did you catch stuff, Jack?
In the ocean. It's called the Sea of Cortez.
The Sea of Cortez is not really an ocean. It's a sea.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So, we actually one day we went all the way south past Frailes. If you know where that is, Punta Frailes.
Oh yeah.
Almost to the Gordo to catch them. There were some 100-pound fish down there.
Nice.
But that was with John. I went with John Ireland
on
his
boat.
The Jefe, of course.
El Jefe.
And the other days we fished with Mark. And Mark and I, we're not in for long boat rides, especially when they're right out in front. You don't have to go that far.
No kidding. Yeah.
We filled the boat 15 miles right in front of the house.
Right in front of the house. So what's the grade of the tuna?
30 to 70, I'd say.
Yeah. Wow,
perfect. What a great size. Grade of fish. Yeah. That's perfect.
Really fun. Very catching them on little fish. Reels, light line. I mean, it is just
that's cool.
A blast. It is.
Mark,
it really is.
You do a really good job of keeping, like, your social media updated and getting to see photos and, you know, getting to see, you know, deck loads of fish with Jack and everything. I mean, it's really nice looking fish. It's fun to get to keep up to date and see what's going on Gen Ren.
Yeah.
I try to do it every day. It's interesting. If we're not fishing for a couple days and I want to know what's going on, and I don't have my radio turned on, and I look around on social media, and I can't find any information anywhere. Like, who's catching them and where are they catching them? What are they doing? Nobody else is doing it. And you can go to my website, Gen Ren Sport Fishing, and typically kind of get some pictures and get an idea of what's happening. And that's the gap that I'm kind of trying to fill a little bit there, staying current with what's going on.
Okay, is it teamgenren.com or Gen Ren Sport Fishing?
Well, the Facebook page is Gen Ren Sport Fishing.
Okay.
Our website is Team Gen Ren.
Okay.
I guess I should be more cohesive with the whole thing, but I don't know. You get Gen Ren in there, and you should be able to find it one way or the other.
Yeah, one way or the other. Just Google Gen Ren, and you'll find it.
Yeah.
J-E-N-W-R-E-N.
Right.
Yeah, sport fishing. So tell us about Gen Ren Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
What do you do there in the East Cape? What's the history of this thing?
Well, we fish. I mean, I moved there almost 28 years ago to retire from Torrance, California, Los Angeles area. And fishing has always been my passion. And we just started this charter business kind of by chance, not really serious about it. And it's just grown. The demand has been unbelievable. And I just do things the way that I would like for them to be done. The boats are charter boats, but I don't consider them charter boats. They're my boats, and they're outfitted the way that I want them for me to fish on, with a tackle that I want to have, with everything that I want. This year we added helium. So now when the wind's not blowing, we can still fly kites with the helium, and we've gotten really good at using that. It was a little bit of a learning curve, but we've gotten good at it now and been extremely successful. But it's interesting how fickle the fish are. Sometimes they want the yummy on the kite. Sometimes they want the chunk. Sometimes they want the sardine. And you have to be able to adjust to what the situation is, and we're prepared for any and all, whatever it takes to get the job done. But the boats are all totally decked out. Each boat has 18 or 19 rods and reels on it. You know, guys say, well, I want to bring my own tackle down. Well, like just what I was talking about, not knowing what's going to happen that day, it's a moving target.
Right.
And you're only allowed to bring 4 rods per person down. Yeah. You can't have everything that you need.
Right. There's so many different varieties of type fishing. For example, when Jack was chasing the 100-pound tuna down there, you would have that tackle to cover that fish.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or if it's 20-pound fish.
We're not going to fish 100-pound tackle to catch 20-pound fish.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's called sport fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're pretty prepared. The boats all are equipped with all Simrad state-of-the-art equipment. Each boat has 2 touchscreen plotters on it. And everything, they're just dialed in, you know.
Two Cobble 35s with air-conditioned salons, right, Jack?
Yes. What kind of reels were those you used?
We're using all Accurate rods and reels. Everything from the little SR6 spinner reel to the ATDs and everything in between, you know, it's all accurate.
Telstar rods.
One of these days we'll get some turns to put on the boat if they ever get caught up with their production. They're in such high demand.
Pesky tackle stores keep buying them.
Yeah, darn.
But I did get to try one last week. I did catch some tuna on one, which was pretty cool.
He didn't leave it with you? He took it home?
Nope.
Right? How cold-blooded is that?
Me,
no, I got fishing with you?
You know the size of Justin Poe?
Yeah, Justin Poe's a good boy.
He says, you bring it back.
Yeah.
You bring it back.
That's probably a smart call.
Speaking of which, today's a big day at the Longfin in Orange.
That's
yeah.
Right. We'd be there, brother.
Customer Appreciation Day, and I would imagine Justin's going to be there.
Yep. So Jack and Mark's going to be there, too.
Okay, you guys
come up and ask some questions, talk to Mark.
After the show?
Yeah, we're going to run up there. Yeah.
All right, yeah. That's a big day. It started at 7 o'clock.
It's
the ultimate sale.
Exactly.
One of the ultimate tackle stores in Southern California.
Said it for a long time. Like, nobody gets down like the Longfin does on those things. And when they call it a customer appreciation, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. Everything on sale, huge discounts and all the... Yeah.
Tom's our buddy, and there's a great... group of tackle.
Oh, well, all the manufacturers are there. And we're all having fun. It's a fun thing. We're hanging out with the Akuma guys, and the Akuma guys are hanging out with the Shimano guys, and we're having a good time.
So you guys are going to be there after the show. You're going to talk Gen Ren Sport Fishing at the Longfin today?
I can go down there and pick up a Daiwa, huh?
That's it. Mark Mills will be there, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, a lot going on here. Down in the East Cape, how would you size up this summer and coming up the fall? We're really excited. I'm going fishing with you, of course, for our Let's Talk Hookup Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular coming up very, very soon. How would you size up this summer, and what are we looking at for the fall?
This has been the best year that we've had in many, many years, 5 years for sure. The tuna showed up in March. They haven't left. It's fishing. You have your days when it's tough, but it's been very, very consistent. And as the season has progressed, which typically happens, the quality has gotten better. We started catching footballs in the springtime, and now we're in the summertime, and we're catching average 40, 50, 60-pound fish.
Wow. That's awesome, man.
And I don't see it going away. I mean, you never say, you guys don't see the bluefin going away here. One day they're going to, and one day our fish are going to also. But I don't see it. I mean, I don't see it. It just.
That one day is not going to be tomorrow.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so. It's been really, really good.
Yeah. And boats are staying fully chartered and just very, very busy. The thing about your operation, I was talking to somebody about Gen Ren, and you step on the boat. And that's all you need to do.
Yeah.
Bring your, like you say in the spot, you bring your hat and sunscreen. And if you don't even bring that, you've got that too, right?
We do.
You really, I mean, I own a lot of tackle. And I go fishing with Mark. I don't bring any tackle.
I got a tackle store. I don't bring anything when I go down with him. And I'm a gear, I say it all the time, I'm a gear snob. And I like to have nice stuff. And people come into the tackle shop all the time. Hey, I'm going fishing with Mark. You know, we got Vaquera chartered. We got Gen Ren 3 chartered. You know, what do you think I should bring? And, I mean, the gear that Mark has is probably nicer than what you have in your garage.
Yes.
So why worry about the hassle? Why worry about a rod tube and spending all the money you're going to putting new top shots on and buying all your jigs. I mean, everything is ready to go.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, too, is the rigging is as sano as it gets. Yeah. I mean, it is better than what I do, that's for sure. I can guarantee you that.
Diego's
Mark, needless to say, Jack, can we say Mark's a little meticulous?
There's a word called anal.
Oh, okay, yeah. And that's what you want when you
help myself.
Fish in a lifetime. Yeah, I mean, you fish with Diego and Mark and or any of the crew.
Diego is a master, with tying knots. I see him back there teaching people how to tie the knots that he ties all the time.
That's cool.
He's teaching people how to tie them. Yeah. I mean, anything from snelling to whatever it is. I mean, he's just on it. He can do it.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, I will say, people are always going, well, I go down there and they're hooking and handing and stuff like that. If you want that to happen on Gen Ren, that's fine. But you just let the guys know. It's like, I want to hook my own fish. I want to fish. And that's what you do.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely for sure. We have a little different philosophy. I think a lot of the boats down there are really concerned about how many flags they're flying and how many fish they're catching. We're not as near as concerned about that as making sure that the people on our boat are having a good time.
Right.
And if hooking and handing, you're never going to learn how to do it yourself. And if you're happy with that, then that's cool.
Sure.
But if you blow it, it was your fish to blow, and we just laugh about it.
Yeah.
You know,
whatever, you know.
Yeah, but we want to make sure you're having a good time.
Exactly.
That's more fun. That's way more fun.
Yeah.
People get intimidated, like, well, I don't want to screw up. Well, if you're having a good time, you're not screwing up.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any difference if you get the fish or not.
It's fishing, not brain surgery.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, Del Marsh, let's say, got into my, I won't say face one time a few years ago.
In your face?
And, got into my S, you know.
I remember that.
And so I was casting, doing pretty good. But about every third try, I'd hook or wrap the outrigger and a lot of adventures. So Del just said, please, would you just let Diego do it? So, I've been letting Diego do it.
I haven't seen Jack make a cast since.
That's pretty
cool.
Well,
as you can hear, we have a great show lined up there. A lot to talk about in the beautiful East Cape. Telling you, it's absolute prime season down there. If you haven't booked a trip this year, you heard Mark, one of the best seasons in 5 years. Now's the time to do it.
Yeah, and you can sneak in. I mean, there's great airfares. There's still spots at all the great hotels down there. I mean, it's just a great time to go. And, and you know, although, like you say, Pete, it's a very busy. There's still spots in between here and there where you can jump on, you know, Gen Ren and all the great boats.
So we still have a spot or two at our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular, which is coming up in October. Yeah.
You're not kidding. Well, we're going to have a great show for you today. There are so much to cover between Mark and his deckhand here. We're going to be covering lots of great information, lots of great fishing, and if you want to join us, we want to hear from you. There's two ways that you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, and first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking all kinds of great fishing, we talking Gen Ren sport fishing, we are also giving away such a killer prize. And thank you so much to Jack and all the boys up at Accurate. We are giving away a brand new pair of Piranha rigging pliers. And this is such a nice pair of pliers. It's a handmade, super high-end tool that you are going to have for the rest of your life. It's a great, great pair of pliers. We really want to thank Jack and the boys for letting us give away such a rad prize at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get your shot and winning those great pliers, or better yet, your chance to talk to the boys, 858-457-1090, 877-792-1090. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is hosting a very special open house and live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup on Saturday, October 6th at their Point Loma headquarters. And you're invited on the waterfront next to the San Diego Landings. Join the president of SAC, Captain Ken Franke, and special guests. Tour the SAC facility and learn about regulations and permits that you need when fishing in Mexico. The SAC staff will be on hand to walk you through the permit process, bracelets, and more, as well as help you process your temporary importation permit on the spot. Visit the SAC website for what you need to bring. Key military personnel will be on hand to discuss San Clemente Island access and illegal charter boat enforcement. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. Tune in, or better yet, come by the SAC office Saturday, October 6th, 5040 North Harbor Drive, next to Pizza Nova in Point Loma. Check californiasportfishing.org. For many of us, when we think of Seaguar fluorocarbon, we think premium quality. Well, it's with good reason. Sure, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971. But what's really remarkable is that they are the only fluorocarbon line manufacturer that makes their own fluoro resins. And the resins they make are formulated specifically for fishing line. Seaguar proprietary fluoro resins are the key ingredient that makes Seaguar fishing lines the best in the business. No one else has them because Seaguar invented them. Check out Seaguar.com for more.
I always wear a life jacket when I'm on the water because I'm lazy. I like floating like a giant turtle covered with SPF 50. The life jacket does the work. I highly recommend this to everyone. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Here's John Ireland. for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, we apologize. Our live streaming on the internet is down right now. We're working diligently trying to fix it. We know a lot of our listeners covering on the internet there and on our app as well as our website. So we're working trying to get it fixed. In the meantime, I know our buddy Adam is going to put the archive up as soon as possible after the show. So maybe you'll have an hour delay on that first hour, or you just tune on into the Mighty 1090 right now wherever you are. And I know the Mighty 1090 is mighty because it goes up and down the West Coast here. So hopefully you kind of switch over from your streaming on the app to the internet and stay tuned into us here with Jack Nielsen and Mark Rayer from Gen Ren Sport Fishing, talking some great fishing here in the East Cape, and giving away a pair of accurate Piranha pliers, thanks to our buddy Jack. And Mark, you use those on the boat, right, Mark?
You betcha.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff.
Rigging.
Yes, I've got a pair on my boat. I like them.
Yeah, they're sweet. Rigging.
Yeah, they're cool because they have the split ring.
That's right.
Yeah.
You could have it with or without.
With or without.
Give you
I like
options.
It with. Yeah. Why would you want without?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. That was an ingenious invention.
But with all this,
boys, your smart boys,
they are. You ought to see them right now.
How do those guys do that?
They were putting the new turn reels together, and they weren't happy with the way the production was going. They built their own room in the middle of the shop, soundproofed it, and the two of them went in there and did it themselves.
No kidding. That's cool.
Nobody would talk to them.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
You can't
knock on the
in.
Door. The word is, if you knock on that door, your pants better be on fire. But they got the reels going.
They got them going. Yeah. That's cool.
That's awesome.
Well, as you can hear, I have a great show lined up for you today. Want to talk East Cape? You want to talk fishing? 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. The only line available, 858-457-1090. Let's jump in the phone.
Sounds good, man. Why don't we start it off up in Newport Beach talking to our buddy Bob. Bob, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Bob.
Thank you. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, my question is for Mark. Actually, I have a couple. But, Mark, I know you have a great operation, and I'm very familiar with those 35s. They're great boats. But and we're very interested in chartering them. But our question is, if we get Jack as a deckhand, do we get a discount?
Good question, Bob.
No, it's not a discount. I'll pay you.
Okay, Bob. I got you. I know where you live, okay?
Well, the good news is he doesn't drink.
On a serious note, I was very fortunate. Jack was very gracious. We were at Rancho Leonero the same time Jack was, and he invited me to go along with he and Mark. And he did a great job. I think that the switch to Gatorade is probably a good thing. That's impressed me, Jack.
The word is out, huh?
I don't know. He stays awake now. It might have been better when he was drinking Pacifico.
Pacifico stock dropped about 12%, I believe.
Mark, on the installation of the Sea Keeper.
Uh huh.
Where did they put that on the 35, and how much space does it take, and how big a deal was it?
It was pretty easy, and it depends on the configuration of the 35. On the older boats that has the generator pre-2000, that has a generator in the aft, it has two separate fuel tanks, and there's really no room to put a Sea Keeper. On the newer models, the generator is forward, and they only have one fuel tank aft. And behind, aft of the generator, is the battery box. And we move the batteries, and we put the Seakeeper right underneath the generator. Well, aft of the generator, down below in the bilge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we put it. And then we move the batteries back further behind that. It makes your engine room smaller. Naturally, you have to make it smaller because the Seakeeper's got to go somewhere. But it fit in right between the stringers, and they built a saddle there, and they did the installation. It took a couple weeks. It really wasn't that hard. The dealer in La Paz did the installation for us. They were very professional. It was immaculate. They didn't make a mess. They disassembled the Seakeeper to get it in the hatch to the engine room, and we had to trim the hatch like an eighth of an inch, not the hatch, but the opening, an eighth of an inch on both sides. So they didn't have to mess with the teak at all. When you open the door, there's a recess, and the recess where that the door sits on, they had to trim a little bit, and then after they got it in there, they repaired the fiberglass, and you never would have known. It was so sanitary, it's just unbelievable.
Unreal. Yeah, and that's the key is with a Seakeeper, especially on a smaller boat like my boat or your boat, is having a place to put it. And if you're lucky enough, they have a newer, like, so the Cabo 35 newer models, you can fit it.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yes, they only have
and
one.
And it was a Seakeeper 6.
It's a Seakeeper 6, yes.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Ride it to believe it, Bob, for sure. Thanks a lot. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate that very much. Hey, Steve Moat from CCA California San Diego chapter is on the line. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning, anglers.
All right.
I've got some good news for everybody.
Yeah, go.
Well, we have procured the Hub SeaWorld Research Institute facility to hold our 2018 fundraiser for CCA San Diego. The theme will be sustainability through partnership. And as you guys know, we at CCA believe in sustainability, and Hub SeaWorld Research Institute has been a leader in providing inroads into fish hatchery programs, et cetera, with the white sea bass, et cetera, and now with the halibut program that CCA has been participating in over the last 2 years.
Indeed.
That's great news.
Yeah, it's really, I've been to several events at the Hub SeaWorld Research Institute there on Mission Bay, and really Don Cannon and his staff are great hosts there. It's a really fascinating place to have an event,
yeah.
And a beautiful place to have an event. It's going to be noon to 4 on Saturday, November the 10th, so you have plenty of time to mark your calendar for it. It's right across from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Tell us about what's going to happen there. They're going to have music and food and the whole deal, right?
All the above. It's going to be catered by SeaWorld Hospitality. We will have tours for our participants to go and look at the grow-out facility at the for the fish hatchery program. You can take a look through the window at some 50-pound yellowtail that they've had there for years. We also have the halibut that we've been catching over the last couple of years. There isn't a lot of white sea bass activity there because that's mostly concentrated in Carlsbad. But we will have live music. We'll have a giant raffle, live auction, silent auction. Certainly there will be cocktails available. And actually, I sent you bad information. It's going to be 1 to 5, not noon to 4. I apologize for that. I was corrected in an email earlier today.
Okay, 1 to 5. All right.
1 to 5.
Good. On Saturday, November the 10th. So, yeah, that's the Saturday after Tackle Day.
Exactly. That's the first thing I thought of.
So there you go. So you can come to Tackle Day on Saturday the
3rd.
The 3rd, and then go to the CCA California San Diego chapter event on Saturday, November 10th, 1 to 5. Limited to first 200 people. That's not a lot of people. So if you want tickets, $50 includes your entry fee and a one-year membership to CCA. It's quite a deal, right?
That's correct. And also we'll have links available for Eventbrite, or you can go directly to Eventbrite. You can go to our website at ccacalifornia.org. We'll also have many of our members will be holding hard copy tickets that you can purchase. If you know any of them, get a hold of them. Besides that, we're just really excited to have finally procured this venue, and we're looking forward to an outstanding event at a wonderful facility.
And we're a great spot.
Yeah, fantastic spot. All right, Steve, thanks a lot. Looking forward to that event, the CCA California San Diego chapter event, Saturday, November 10th. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Well, boy, that boat, the tribute, has been on an absolute roll. It's been a lot of fun hearing from Mike Pritchard over the last few weeks. And we got Mike on the line again. Mike, could this fantastic fishing possibly have continued again this week?
Yeah, we're catching some here. Good morning, gang. We first call for the morning. We're scratching away. I think we have a couple handfuls of yellowfin tuna, 10, 11 yellowfin tuna, handful of skipjack. A little bit of breeze here today. It sounds like it's going to be kind of the same. And then after, it looks like Tuesday, it looks like we get another stretch of really nice weather. And we've had some pretty darn good yellowfin fishing to go with it. The boat was out on a two-day trip. I just got back last night. Really good yellowtail fishing on very, very nice, great yellowtail out of Cortez Bank. And a little too breezy to get out there today. So we're down the beach fishing for yellowfin, and they're biting all day.
That's great news, man. And that's been some really fun fishing. You know, you get the right spot of yellowfin, they get crazy and biting the poppers and biting the flatfalls and biting the bait really good and just very fun variety fishing down the beach there.
Yeah, actually, our last yellowfin did come on a popper, so a very, very fun way to fish them. Most of the boats around us here are stopping at the Pacific Dons off our port bow, and he's had a really good morning. I'm not sure what he's got, but he's been catching some yellowfin here for about the last hour. And it looks like just about everybody's putting on a little bit of fish. And lots of room on this coming week's trips. I think tomorrow night might be sold out or close to it, but after that, there's definitely some room if you'd like to come out and some of these yellowfin a couple days ago would fish up in the mid 30 pound range. There are some videos and stuff on our Facebook page, Tribute Sport Fishing.
Nice. Right on.
Yeah, real mixed school, isn't it? Yeah, just like anything from like 8 pounds to 30 pounds. So you got a chance to really catch some nice, nice fish there. So tomorrow night.
Yes.
Tomorrow night's. Tonight's sold out, but room tomorrow night and the next night.
We're on the first day of a two-day charter here, very light charter group. Not a lot of rental gear, but they're having a great time. We catch a little bit of fish. But, yes, tomorrow night there is room. You can give Seaforth Landing a call at 619-224-3383 or seaforthlanding.com. Between this, San Clemente Island, and some of that Dorado up the beach, it's been pretty good. So we hope to keep this going, and we will definitely check in tomorrow if we can, and on to the next week.
Right on, Mike. Well, great job. Appreciate that. Wish you continued success in the trip. And, yeah, keep us up to date. Let us know those things keep biting for you guys.
All right. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hey, want to remind you, if you want to get a chance to get through, 858-457-1090. Open right now. Before we get into the phones, we're going to find out what's biting in the East Cape. We got the man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, on the line. And his report today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerked fish, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros have also become famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, and salts, as well as their smoked cheese. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location. Stop by and taste it. You will be hooked.
Good morning, Cast Man.
Hey, buenos dias, Pedro, Ricky. Oh, man. Hey, sorry I didn't call in last week. You know, I got in from Haida Gwaii, which is the Indian name for Langara Island there off the British Columbia, an island there off the British Columbia late last Saturday night. And field research, man, that's tough.
It's tough. You gotta go. Field research.
You gotta go.
Yeah, it tires you out, man. I'll tell you, it was. Well, we did real well. We got limits of halibut, rock cod, ling cod. Didn't quite get the limit of the salmon, but we got our half limits of salmon, which are four apiece. We had a combination of kings, coho, and chum. The biggest coho I've ever been around was a 17 pounder caught by Inkyu Chang, who's one of our buddies that went with us on the trip, and it happened to tie the big coho for the season. The second big coho for the season that they've had there at the lodge, but it was a great, great trip. And like I said, it's just one of those tough field researches that we have to do, Pete.
That's it, man.
Got to do it.
For sure.
Anyway, down in the Baja, Loretto still doing well on Dorado. Not a lot of big ones. You know, they're ranging anywhere between 10 to 20, 20 pounds. Nice quality Dorado. Still getting a mix of yellowtail in there this time of year. Some nice yellowtail. They've had a couple in 25, 26, 27 pound range. They've been getting a few rooster fishes along the beaches there. But, you know, it's good fishing in Loretto this time of year. It's always good for the Dorado. We moved down to La Paz there, and, of course, that Muertos Bay area south of La Paz, and the tuna there have been going off there at I lost my train of thought. Anyway, good tuna fishing there, and also the nice roosters along the beaches there. They're getting some nice roosters, 50, 60-pound roosters there around Las Arenas, and, of course, Doralvo there is doing real well on a good tuna bite. They're getting some 70, 80-pound tuna, but most of the tuna are in that 15 to 25-pound range. And moving down to San Jose, though, Cabo and Cabo San Lucas, I understand there's a really good striped marlin bite on the Pacific side there at Cabo, up around the Jaime and up to the Golden Gate Bank there. They're doing some really, really good striped marlin fishing there. And inside the Sea of Cortez there from Punta Gordo, up to the Iman Bank, San Luis Banks, Vino Rama area there. There's still that consistent tuna action going on. Nice tuna there, 15, 20, 25 pounds, occasional 40, 50, 60 pounder. Kind of about the same grade of tuna they're getting in La Paz. So, anyway, that's the report for this week. And just to remind people, I do have spots for one or two anglers on our Pesca Panama trip, April 6th to 13th with Ricky and myself. And anybody wants to join on that, I can use one or two guys on that trip. And give me a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Cass, I was talking to Dr. Gary yesterday about that trip, and, you know, being the big tuna guy, he was saying that that is his absolute favorite month of the entire year for going down and catching tuna at Pesca Panama.
Yeah, it is. The best. April just seems to be the month for the tuna and the big tuna.
And I might add, too, with those two spots left, this could be your two last chances to ever go on Pesca Panama because they may not be around the year after.
Yeah, talk to the boys. They got it up for sale, and they said if they don't sell it next year, they're probably just going to piece it out. And so it looks like unless somebody buys it, this could be our last Pesca Panama trip.
Oh, man, I hope that's not the case.
Yeah,
but, hey, we do have another place that may take that spot, so I'm working on that right now.
All right, fantastic. Cassman, appreciate that. Fun fishing with you on field research on Thursday with Dr. Gary and your buddy Joe and catching some fish there. And great having you on the boat. And we will talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, man. Talk to you then.
Thanks, Cassman. All right.
Like that. Phones are jammed. Only line available, 858-457-1090 open right now. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
Rich in Camarillo is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody doing?
Doing great.
Great.
All right. I had a question. I'm going out on the Liberty for an offshore trip in a couple of days, and I want to know what setup would give me the best opportunity on the yellowfin and skipjack in terms of pound test and hook size.
Well, I got to
tell
you,
I think
you're the
freshest.
Day,
yeah, Pete's the freshest voice for that.
We were out Thursday locally, and it was, I got to be honest, it was tough to get a bite on 30-pound.
Mm-hmm.
And we dropped down to 20 and 25, and they ate it. Number two hook, bait was small. Bait was great from Everingham Brothers. They did a great job. But bait was small.
Small but strong.
But strong. And I was finding just like that 20 to 25-pound Seaguar Floral Premier.
Okay.
25-pound Seaguar Floral Premier on a nice Star Drag reel like a Trinidad or and cast it out. Get, you know, the other thing too was if you're on the Liberty, they're chumming all the time. Watch where the guy's chumming, and then when the guy throws a scoop of chum, throw your bait right on top of that chum. Probably get a bite.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, there's been some really good stops, and you know, like Mike was saying too, when that fish is getting voracious and you've got a few, they're definitely biting artificials. You can catch them on the popper, you can catch them on the flat fall, but having a good light line setup, maybe a little bit shorter top shot, maybe a little bit lighter fluorocarbon, maybe a little bit lighter wire hook, you know, like that Nautilus circle hook in a small size, a number one or something like that will assist you if you happen to get on a date when that bait's a little bit on the small side.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So we do have our 2-day on the Liberties tomorrow night.
Yeah,
so
that's going to be cool.
Two in a row, so that should be good. And, yeah, good luck out there. I know Taro has been on it on the Liberty.
Yeah, no doubt.
Getting them for sure, and they're biting. So it's fun. You know what's really fun about this year and our yellowfin this year is jig strikes. Yeah. Trolling around. It's like the old school, right? You're trolling around until you get a jig strike, and then you throw the chum, and they're coming boiling in the corner.
What was the hot thing? What was stopping the boat for you guys on the last trip?
Well, that's interesting. The small daisy chains.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
They wanted that small daisy chain. Did pretty well. And, of course, the cedar plug. They were all over the cedar plug.
Brighter colors or darker colors on your daisy chains?
Purple.
Didn't matter? Okay.
Purple and pink. Straight purple, bright colors. It didn't matter, but they wanted that daisy chain.
Right.
So just the small stuff, like the Hoochie style daisy chain, not the big one.
That's good dope.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot. Good luck on your trip. Thanks a lot for the call. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. Again, want to remind you our streaming right now is down. So if you're listening live on the app, it's down. If you're listening live on our stream, it's down. We're working diligently trying to get it up. Tune in to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. But we'll also, Adam is going to get up the archive as soon as possible after this hour so that you can maybe listen on a delayed basis if you're out of the zone here.
You got it, man. How about Bob in Simi Valley up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Great. Good morning.
Hey, we're going out on a 2-day on the Legend coming up. And, you know, going to be picking up one of those Valiant 1000s. I want to know maybe I know Accurate's making their own rods now, and I was wondering if they have one that matches up with that. That's first part of my question, and the other question was, are there plans to make bigger turns, bigger sizes coming up?
The answer is yes, and I'm going to click. I got my computer right here so I can act like I'm really smart and I know what I'm talking about.
What are you referring to, the website?
Yes, Accurate website, accuratefishing.com. Okay. You may have heard of it.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
Right now, there's the 300, 400, and 500 available. And if I know my sons, there will be probably a larger version also. On the 1,000, yes, we have the rods. The Valiant rods are now available, and there will be a rod to match that. Say a 50-pound class rod.
J-Po sure did a good job with those things. They have, you know, they're built the way that we fish out here. Longer grips for fishing for the big,
yes,
you know, bigger rigs like you maybe fish on an 800 or 1,000. Long fore grips and good guides and good reel seats. And
thank you.
Yeah, you guys did a really nice job.
You thank you for saying that because you are the guy who would know, and that's for sure. But J-Po, that's Justin Poe. Did a great job. It does a great job for Accurate.
He came down several times with, you know, this prototype versus that prototype. What do you guys think? And how's this? And is this long enough? Or is this too heavy? Is this too slow? You know, and you know, you could tell that he wasn't satisfied until everything was,
yeah,
you know,
no,
right.
And he has the support of my sons.
That's great.
How did you procure that?
Yeah, seriously. That was a good move.
I think there was money involved.
Okay. Usually he is.
He's worth every nickel.
That I was going to say, that was money very well spent. He's great.
Imagine. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. Been a very busy morning and a great opportunity to get through. We actually have a line open on both lines. One on our 858-457-1090 line and the toll-free. That one's 877-792-1090. More with the boys from GenRen when we return with Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Misión Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of Old Baja, combined with the luxury of a 5-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Misión Hotel, situated on the water and just steps from the harbor. Take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Misión Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Misión also has a fantastic spa, fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant, and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Misión Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisiónLoreto.com for details. La Misión, the beauty and fun of Loreto, is waiting for you.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
No matter what the season, Rapala Lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Wrap Mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Wrap Mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size, and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packing up. You want to get through, here's your chance. 877-792-1090. One line open there, or 858-457-1090 open right now. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Roger? He's calling us from Fullerton this morning. What's up, Roger? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I wanted to first say good morning, Jack. Me and Jake, my grandson, fished with you a couple years ago on a three-day on a searcher.
I think I recall Jake. Yep.
Yeah, well, yesterday we got back from the Ocean Odyssey two-and-a-half-day trip, in which Jake, he fishes his guts out all the whole trip.
I remember.
Near the end of the trip, he hooks into a nice fish, and he gets it to gaff within 20, 25 minutes, and there were three gaffs ready to get it, but then it took off again for another hour.
It finally came aboard,
227-pound bluefin.
Oh, no way.
He got it on the retrieve on the flatfall.
On the retrieve?
And it turns out it's the biggest fish the Ocean Odyssey has had so far.
Nice.
Wow.
I thought I'd have to call and let you all know that.
Please tell Jake congratulations.
That was quite a feat.
Well, way to go, Jake. What an awesome fish, nice, man. That's so cool, Roger.
Fish of a lifetime right
Good
there.
Good on you. Good on you.
On the flatfall. How about that? Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We really had a great time, and I had to let everyone know.
Come fish with Jack again. I miss Jake.
Yep. We'll try and do that again, Jack.
We like fishing with Jack.
That's
Jack,
cool.
Fishing
Thank
fun.
You.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate
All right.
That.
How about we talk to Warren? He's calling us from Pomona this morning. What's up, Warren? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Oh, wait a minute. Is this
Warren
Flatfall Kelly?
See, that's who's talking on the phone here.
Say the words. Say the words that I love to hear. I love my flat fall.
Flat fall. That's right. So, in the interest of complete disclosure, I am a friend of Jack. But anyway, hard to believe.
So few people will admit that openly.
That's right.
That's right. Last week, my son and my IT guy fished with Mark down in the East Cape, and we just had a great time. It was just absolutely fabulous. Mark does just a super job. Diego was running the boat. Mark was there as the second ticket, and we just had a great time. Fishing was good. Weather wasn't good one day, but the rest of it was just absolutely wonderful. So, and we stayed at the ranch, and that, you know, just is great. John does a great job at the ranch, too. I wanted to make the comment, my son caught, we were fishing for smaller yellowfin tuna. My son hooked up into a 63-pound yellowfin tuna on a Valiant 300 with 25-pound test. It took them an hour and a half to get it in, which I'm not sure Mark was all that happy with an hour and a half. But anyway, we got the fish.
You got it. Yes.
We got the fish, and I got to tell you, I'm just amazed.
Oh,
everything held together on that fish. It was just absolutely unbelievable.
You were amazed that an accurate held together?
Mark's got a great operation, so... That's all I had, guys. Have a good day.
Hey, Warren, I got one question for you. Have you found any more of those Mexican flag pattern flatfalls?
You know, I do have a couple more of those. So, yeah.
Those are working in the East Cape?
Warren called or he sent me a note before he came down. He says, what can I bring? And I said, well, I got to tell you, I know how much he loves the flatfall. I said, the Mexican flag pattern has been really, really hot. Well, he was frantically looking everywhere for a Mexican flag pattern flatfall, and he actually had one painted up and brought it down as a spoon.
That's great.
And it worked.
I had to teach Mark that you don't screw with me, okay?
You're coming up to
it was a long, hard search, but I found one.
You're coming to Longfin with us?
Yeah, I'll see you there this afternoon. I'll be down about 1.
All right. You got that $3 you owe me?
No, I'm a little short this week. I'll get it to you next week.
Next week.
Thanks a lot for the call, Warren. Appreciate that. Obviously somebody you've hung out with before.
Yeah. Dangerous. Yeah, that's dangerous to hang out with these two.
All right. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. You want to get through, talk to Jack, talk to Mark, talk to Jen Ren, Sport Fish, talk to East Cape. There's your chance.
All right, buddy. Let's jump back into the phones. We're going to talk to Bob. Call us from Huntington Beach this morning. What's up, Bob? Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Accurate Jack, Bob Castro here.
Hey,
oh,
Bob.
Geez, what are you doing? Everybody
how you doing, my friend?
I'm
hey,
loving
my question is for Mark. Are you guys fishing the boats in the tuna shootout next month?
Absolutely. We have Gen Ren 3 and Vaquera both booked. We have Gen Ren still available.
Oh, still available for
the Van Warmer tuna shootout.
End of October.
I think it's like, what day is it, Bob? The 27th?
27th.
Yeah.
27th, yeah.
It's a one-day tuna tournament. Man, that is a good call to fish with you guys.
Yeah, it really is.
I might be giving you a call on that one then.
Good. Operator standing by.
I didn't know Vinny was available. Okay. Well, we'll see you out there for sure.
All right, Bob.
Cool.
Thanks a lot for the call.
Thanks, Bob.
Especially with the success that they had and you guys had, obviously, in that tournament years past, but obviously in the Big Western Outdoor News tuna tournament, too. I mean, you guys have had a lot of success catching big tunas.
Yeah, last couple of years in a row, we finished third place 1 year and sixth place last year. We cashed a check for 132.9 last year for that tournament.
Nice.
We've been pretty red hot on the tournaments this year. Keeping It Real was one of our first tournaments of the year. We won that tournament, $17,500. We've been pretty hot on the tournament fishing. We've been really lucky.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mark.
Well, I think you still have a boat available for the Let's Talk Hookup tournament at Palmas de Cortez, October 11th through 15th.
I believe we do.
Yeah, and it's not $17,000, but we have $500. Cash from Statewide Stripes, and we have $500 cash from Let's Talk Hookup involved in that tournament.
Yeah, and it's not about the money. It's just a good time.
It's a good time, yeah.
Jack, it's amazing
but
how...
it's nice to win, too.
Yeah,
it's always nice to win.
Yeah, for sure, and nice to catch big fish.
Yes.
Mark's talking about how lucky to get in the tournaments. It's amazing how lucky really good fishermen with really good gear get, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, it's just crazy how lucky those guys always seem to be.
Indeed.
That's funny how that works.
Electronics. The electronics are huge.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. We got a catch report coming up. More of your phone calls and more great information from the East Cape. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Jeff from Sagos Kayak Fishing. Year one was a huge success for us down at the island, and we are already having very good fishing for our trips in 2018. Our fleet of Hobie kayaks are fully dialed in. Our beautiful secluded compound has all the creature comforts that will make you feel right at home. My warm, friendly staff will take care of all your needs while you are with us, and I will personally guide you at all my favorite spots around this majestic island. Pack light as we are washing clothes every day, and our fully stocked tackle shop has everything you need to ensure a great time at the island. Our biggest upgrade this year was to our menu. With the addition of our beautiful Traeger grill, we are enjoying some fabulous lunch and dinner meals, as well as smoking lots of fish for you to bring home and enjoy weeks after your trip returns. Come join me for your next trip to Sagos Island for fishing or just exploring. Visit our website at www.sagoskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507. I'll make sure you have all the info you need for a successful trip to Sagos Island.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that's nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that's capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.